Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast with Deanna Marie. I'm a holistic life coach obsessed with all the things to help make your life complete. This podcast will give you actionable tools to help you feel your feelings and start living your life from radical self-love. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. I am sitting here in my empty house because today is the day that my kids go to school, and my 2.5-year-old is at a babysitter, and it's pretty amazing, especially because of the pandemic. Like, this is few and far between where I am in my home all alone, and it is amazing. What's one of my favorite things? Okay, so today I am sharing an interview with my friend and client, Janelle Martin. Janelle and I met our freshman year at BYU in 1999. I actually don't have too much of a problem telling people how old I am. So it's just like, it's fine. We're old. I'm almost 40, so it's cool. Anyways, so a little bit about Janelle. She is a mom of 5, including triplets. Amazing, right? She is an incredible person. She was in the BYU marching band, and now she teaches music and band at a charter school in Pleasant Grove, Utah. So I hit the record button on this podcast a little too late. So this is a question that I asked her. We had been coaching for over a year now, and I asked her, how is your life different now than it was before she hired me as a coach?
Just my relationships are better. My relationship with my spouse, my relationship with my children, relationships with friends. I think that would be the biggest life change.
That is awesome. I love hearing that, of course. It's like, yay. So happy. And there are a lot of different programs and a lot of different coaches. And I know you initially reached out to me because you wanted help with your relationship with food. So tell me, why did you decide to hire me, and like, how did our coaching kind of evolve into other things besides that?
Sure, yeah. So I had done a lot of other programs in the past. And in fact, I was thinking back to like the first conversation I had with you when I didn't really quite understand what your program was and why it was different. Because I was like, well, what's the meal plan? And what's the exercise requirement? And like all these things, because those are the types of programs that I had participated in the past. And that's not at all what your program was. But the more I talked with you about it, the more I realized, okay, this is going to be different, and different is good because nothing else has really stuck. I actually, most of my problems with my food relationship started when the triplets were born. I was relatively good about my eating and taking care of myself and everything before they were born. But once they were born, everything just kind of got turned upside down, and it had been 5 years of just not taking care of myself. And I was just laying in bed because they were napping. I don't know if they were napping. They were at preschool. That's where they were. And I was laying in bed, scrolling through Facebook. Didn't feel like getting up, knew that I had to plan dinner and didn't want to. And I saw your post about you're thinking of different ways to think about your relationship with food. And I was like, it just kind of, I guess you'd say it was a prompting. I was like, yeah, this is what I need to try. And plus I knew you from college, and I was like, I like Deanna. I can get behind this. And if she could help me fix my relationship with food rather than just focusing on a meal plan and exercising, I need to give something a try because nothing else was working. So, yeah.
Yeah. So how did that like?
How it evolved.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I know. Lots of questions.
When we first started coaching, we did talk about my relationship with food, but it was more. It was more about my relationship with myself. And I think that's really where it all started. So when I said my relationships changed, I should have included with myself and with food as well, because I had to start trusting myself again, knowing that I could make decisions that were good for my body. I spent a lot of years doubting myself and my decisions, and so being able to trust myself was huge. And so once I could trust myself around food and could trust myself to make good choices and good decisions, then we started talking about, you know, trusting myself in my parenting choices and trusting myself with, you know, how I interact with my husband and how I bring up, you know, things that are bothering me, and just trust myself and him to be able to talk about it in a healthy way. So, yeah, we ran the gamut from relationship with food clear through husbands and relationships in the bedroom and children. And it was amazing.
Yeah. And like, because you are the only client that I've coached that long, like, over, you know, well, a year, I guess it was, by when the time we like stopped our group, which we'll get to as well. But
yeah,
it's just been like so amazing to watch you like evolve, and you're like one of the best like students. Like, you're such a good student, because I'd like, you know, give you like little homework assignments, like just, you know, like to either do some journaling or listen to a podcast, and you just always, you always did it, and you always like had this like valuable like insight to give about it. And I could tell like you were really changed by it, and you were like evolving, and you, it wasn't just like fluff, like you were like, yeah, yeah, but you were just like really internalizing it and actually changing, which was amazing, obviously. So yeah, that was super fun to watch. So I guess you kind of answered this somewhat of this question already, but if you want to talk any more like specifically about like where you were mentally and emotionally before coaching, I know you said your relationships have changed all around, but is there anything like specific that stands out to you, or any like practical tool that like you learned that you're, you know, still using, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking, I was like, okay, what was one of the biggest breakthroughs for me? And I think, and we probably we'll touch on this later with other counseling with other family members, but I think one of the biggest things that really helped, part of my problem was I was an emotional eater, like eating to cover up emotions. And so one of the biggest things was being able to just, okay, there's two things. Being able to just like sit in that emotion, and that discomfort is okay. Like, because I was always trying to like fix things. Like, oh, if I feel stressed, I can't feel like I shouldn't feel stressed. I have to fix it. Something's wrong. There's a problem here. And just, you know, coming to terms with the fact that that's just natural, and that's normal, and it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to just sort of sit in that emotion for a little while and feel it. And then the other thing that really, really was huge for me was labeling what I was feeling with having had the triplets. Like actually realizing that I was grieving an ideal or a, you know, a desire that hadn't materialized. I mean, I had wanted one more child, and I had pictured, you know, this, you know, three child family, and all the things we were going to do. And, you know, Logan, my oldest, was in school, and Hunter was going to start preschool, and then I'd have one more baby. And, you know, I just picture myself carrying the one baby in the, you know, the sling, and pushing Hunter on the swings while Logan ran around. I just had this, you know, idyllic image. And then when we got triplets, all of that was gone. And I didn't get to just hold one baby. I hardly got to hold any babies because I was so busy. And I felt like that life was gone. It was ruined. And I kept pushing that feeling and that emotion down until you talked about how really I just need to, well, face it, but also that it's okay to grieve and to mourn a lost lifestyle or a lost vision. And so when I wrote that letter as well, that was really helpful, like writing out all of my thoughts and my feelings and why I'm feeling this way. And yeah, that was huge to be able to realize that I had been carrying that grief around since I found out I was having triplets. So, you know, 5+ years, you count the pregnancy, like,
yeah,
being able to get rid of that was huge.
Yeah. So, I remember.
I had no idea that's where I was going to go as I started talking about food. Like, I got my relationship with food and realized I was emotionally eating to cover up this grief.
Right.
Of a lifestyle that never materialized. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really life-changing. So.
Yeah, I remember that coaching session and that time that we were coaching. And it's so, and this is why I love, like, holistic life coaching and like touching on all of that, because there's so much to uncover and to learn about ourselves that we think it's our relationship with food, but really, like, I mean, that's a part of it, but underneath all of that was that grief for you. And it was so freeing for you to realize that and give yourself the space and allow yourself to feel that emotion. And then how much progress you could make after that, because you were able to move on and stop like pushing it down or ignoring it. You were able to bring it up and just look at it and hold it. So,
yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. That was huge.
Yeah. Okay. So you have another pretty incredible story to share. I'm like, all of these are like really incredible. So I think it was this summer, like, you re-signed to work with me after we had coached a little bit on that about the grief and parenting, specifically on people pleasing. And, after we were done, you like, and you didn't even tell me this. So that was like the funniest thing, 'cause I just saw it on Facebook and I was like, what? Like, you like filed a lawsuit and you started a nonprofit, and I was just like so like in awe of you, because you were like having these conversations with me when we were coaching, like, I really don't want to speak up and like say what I really say because I don't want to like hurt anyone's feelings, to like filing a lawsuit and starting a nonprofit. And I was like, oh my goodness, you're amazing. So, I just wanted you to talk about how all of that kind of evolved and how coaching influenced your decision to do all of that, specifically with the people pleasing.
Yeah, sure. I was a huge, people pleaser. In fact, so much so that I start thinking about, I'm like, I don't have a lot of opinions of my own. Like, people like, well, what's your favorite type of music? Well, I don't know, whatever you want to listen to. You know, one of those kinds of things. Devin always, it would always drive him crazy. I was always, where do you want to go out to eat? I don't care, wherever you want to go out to eat, kind of thing. And so, yeah, I did a coaching session, coaching several weeks worth of talking about not being a people pleaser. And a lot of it honestly came from just, like I said, I had learned to trust myself, like trust myself with food and trust myself as a parent. So I started trusting my opinions and realizing that they are valid, and, you know, recognize their opinions, not necessarily fact, but that I'm entitled to them and that that's okay. So I decided if I was going to practice speaking up, it was going to have to be on something that I really, really felt strongly about. I mean, honestly, right now, I can still listen to just about any type of music in the car. Like, I don't feel that strongly about what radio station we listen to in the car. But the mandates that were coming out as a result of the response to COVID-19 were really, really bothering me, and especially the one where, it, at least in Utah anyway, we had a K-12 mask mandate, and everybody grades, you know, kindergarten through 12 had to wear a mask to school all day. And my triplets were going into kindergarten. There's six, and I signed them up for all-day kindergarten. So that meant from 9:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon, they'd have to have a mask on. And that really, really bothered me. I don't think that they're healthy for kids to be wearing masks all day long. And so I thought, okay, if I'm going to pick something to have an opinion on, I mean, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to trust my gut. This really doesn't feel good to me, and I'm going to express it, because I was reading everybody else's Facebook post about how wonderful it is, and I thought, no, I can't be the only one who doesn't think this is okay. So I was brave. I put up a post, and I took some hits. There are some people who strongly disagreed with me, but I found that there were other people who did agree with me, and we started talking both on Facebook and just on the phone and things, and we said, what can we do about this? How can we stop this? So we found an attorney, and we filed a lawsuit against the illegal mandates related to COVID-19, so against the governor of the state of Utah and against the Utah Health Department. And that lawsuit's still ongoing. We're still back and forth in court. But the more and more we talked, the more we realized it's not just about the mask mandates. It's about standing up for our children and defending our parental rights. And so we decided to start a nonprofit organization called We the Parents. And our job is to, in addition to funding this lawsuit, it's to educate parents about what's going on in the schools, what their options are, and what their rights are as parents, and helping other parents take a stand and stand up for themselves. And I mean, maybe this is a bit of a stretch, but I feel like it's people pleasing to wear masks if you don't really agree with it. And you just are trying to do it just so that you don't make anybody else mad. So I guess you could say now I'm trying to help other people.
Yeah.
Not feel like they need to be people pleasing by doing something that they truly don't feel is good for them or for their children.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I guess I didn't mean to, like, not tell you about it. It wasn't on purpose. But I wasn't, I'm trying to be careful about not shoving my opinion in other people's faces, if that makes sense. And so, yeah, I kind of just sort of kept it, well, also the fact that I was suing the governor needed to be kept on the down low until the case was filed, actually.
Right.
I didn't tell everybody about it either.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and I don't go around shoving people's faces, but if I finally come to the point where people ask me, I will tell them, you know, how I feel about it. And I will make posts on Facebook on my own personal, you know, page and talk about how I feel about things. So, yeah, I went from not really caring about music or food or anything to taking a pretty bold stand. But it felt good. I felt like I was being true to myself.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just like, so proud of you that you like had been developing this relationship with yourself all along, that you felt you could trust yourself to do this. And it is super bold and it's super courageous and so brave. And I think that's just incredible. And you're just such an example of like, when you really internalize like these, like life coaching and principles that you're like learning, like, wow, like I'm just like so in awe of you still. Like I'm just like I just think you're amazing. So
well, thanks, but it really I know it sounds really corny, but I couldn't have done it without you or without coaching. Like there's no way this would have happened if I hadn't seen your Facebook post like over a year ago and called you. So
yeah, I love that. Yeah, you did all the hard work, and it was seriously just so amazing and an honor. Okay, so I know that you have seen therapists in the past and that you advocate, obviously you advocate for your family and for your opinion now, but even before that, you, you know, you're an advocate of your children's mental health by giving, you know, having them see counselors and things. So tell me how coaching has enhanced your therapy sessions and then vice versa.
Sure. So I think, well, I've already talked about how lifting that that weight of having triplets and feeling like I was mourning a lost life. That helped immensely because it was one of my triplets that I was seeing a counselor with. She was having a hard time with potty training, and even at 5 years old still was not potty trained. And I realized through coaching with you, Deanna, that there was some uncertainty on my part. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I had lost confidence in myself as a parent, and so I really was struggling trying to help her through it. So the more confidence I gained through coaching with you, the better I was able to help her in our sessions with her therapist. And we did a lot of play therapy. And if I hadn't had confidence in myself, I would have had a real hard time trying to learn how to do play therapy with Taylor, because that's where you go through and you reflect what they're thinking and what they're feeling, and yeah, trying to figure out what's going on in their mind by the way that they're playing. And it was interesting, actually, because I don't know if I even told you this, but at first I was having a hard time being confident in trying to reflect what she's thinking or feeling. I said to the counselor one time, I'm like, I don't feel comfortable saying, oh, you must be feeling this, you know, or, oh, you're playing with the dolly this way. That must mean you're thinking this. And I said, I don't feel confident in that because I don't know if I know what she's thinking or feeling. And he's like, it's okay. If you're wrong, she'll tell you. And that's fine. Like, it's okay. And I'm like, you're right. It's okay. Like, I'm gaining confidence coaching with you. And that in turn helped me to help her. Plus not having that personal weight of grieving the fact that she was a triplet and I couldn't just have her all to myself. You know, like I was feeling guilty partially that she needed therapy because she was a triplet and I didn't have enough time to give it to her. And so getting rid of that weight really helped me just focus on her and on our therapy sessions. And then one of my other children, Hunter, has some serious anxiety issues and maybe some ADHD and sensory issues and all sorts of things. We're still working on that. We're still figuring out exactly what's going on. But one thing that really helped me to help Hunter is the concept that I already talked about, that it's okay to feel those feelings and to just sit in it for a little bit. Like, I can tell him, it's okay to feel like you're feeling really stressed right now. You're feeling really like tight inside, and that's okay. And like that expression from Jamie, of course, you know, of course you're feeling that way, Hunter, it's okay. Like it's a new school day or whatever. And just helping him to realize that it is okay to feel that way. And he's come a long way in this past year with his counseling, and he's almost to the point where the anxiety's not an issue anymore for him. He's learned how to cope with it enough that, you know, we can work through some strategies, but he's pretty good about self-regulating his anxiety. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and also, I was going to say, there were times when, let's say, we usually coach like on Wednesdays, and there were times that I'd have an appointment with Taylor on Tuesday and with her counselor, and an appointment with Hunter and his counselor on Wednesday. And so when it was our turn to talk, it was really good because I felt like I had been a rock for these guys and trying to help them process all their emotions and learn how to help them. And it was really good to just have someone to listen to. Like, oh, good, I have a phone call with Deanna tonight. I can just dump it all out there and she can help me process what's going through my brain right now. So
yeah,
it really was a form of self-care as well. While my kids were growing, and they still are. Like while I'm helping my kids and my family deal with their mental health wellness, it was really good to have some time, take some time for myself as well, my own mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that because I've experienced that too with going to therapy and taking kids to play therapy as well, and it really like does just enhance like so much because, you know, I think that they just really build off of each other. And especially if you're going through something difficult, like it's just my opinion that I think you should definitely have a therapist and a life coach, like, all the time. Especially in 2020, because this is crazy. So, yeah. And it I love that you said that too, that coaching is a form of self-care, because I completely agree. I think that's so important to do that for you. And I love doing that for other people, for you and for other of my clients, like being that person that they can just kind of unload a little bit on, and I'm just holding that space for them and helping them see, you know, and process through that. So,
yeah.
And I also love having my own coach that does that for me. So. okay. So you mentioned Jamie a little bit, and she's, yes. She is the coach that I, coached with in our, coaching program, 3 months to Love Your Body and Your Relationships. And you were, in that group with three other ladies. So, tell us a little bit, like, what it was like getting coached in the group with them compared to one-on-one with me.
Yeah. So obviously it was different. And in the very beginning, it was like, I don't know these people. Like, I don't know if I want to. I'm not sure if I want to open up. But I don't even know how to explain how you guys did it, but you and Jamie had just set a very, like, open and judgmental-free atmosphere. I don't know how you do it via Zoom, but somehow you did.
Oh, good. I'm glad we accomplished that.
But honestly, like, after the first session, I felt like we were all, like, best friends. It didn't feel weird to open up in front of other people. And it was obviously it was different because we couldn't go into like an hour's worth of, you know, my own personal things. But at the same time, I feel like it was a different type of learning. It was learning while I heard, you know, you coach some of the other women. I had time to think about like how that applies to me and in my life. And I had time to like take notes and say, oh, okay, well, she's feeling it like this in this part of her life, but that totally relates to me in this part of my life. And often those women would say something or have some sort of breakthrough that I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. Like, I scribbled down in my notebook for me because even though I wasn't being coached, I was still having those same breakthroughs as they were realizing things as well. So, and it was just a different kind of unity, feeling like you're not alone. You're not going through all this stuff on your own. And it's like, oh, I'm not the only person who feels dissatisfied with the way my body looks right now. You know, I know that like in the back of my head, but it was really nice to be in a group of people, you know, and for all different reasons. You know, we all had something that we were working on or struggling with. And so, yeah, it was just good to realize we weren't alone and to learn from one another.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I love group coaching too, is for all those reasons you said. Mainly, yeah, so that you know you're not alone. You're like, oh, I'm not the only crazy one that has these thoughts or whatever.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And you're right. Like, when you kind of take the pressure off of, like, being coached, not that it's really pressure, but, you know, like, kind of just you can sit and watch and observe other people. You can totally see, like, oh, I'm doing that too, but you couldn't really see it until someone else said it. And
that's exactly right. Like, looking at it from an outside perspective, someone else's life, I could then think about how that applies in my life, and it was eye-opening in a lot of areas.
Yeah. Okay. So, covered a lot of stuff. Thank you so much for saying all of that. And just in closing, what would you say to someone who has never hired a life coach before, maybe thinks like it's kind of weird, but also might be like a little bit curious about it? Like, what would you say to them?
Honestly, I say go for it. It's not going to hurt. Really, like, I know it sounds silly, but it's not going to hurt. And you're worth it. And chances are, if you do put in the time, like, you know, I did listen to the blogs you sent me, and I did do the work you put in the time, it can really be life-changing. So, I mean, worst case scenario, you don't put in the time, it's not going to kill you, it's not going to hurt. Best case scenario, your life could be totally different.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much. And I just want to thank you too, because you have trusted me with so many things for the past year. And I just like grew to love you so much. And you really helped me become a better coach because you kept bringing all of these things to me. And I was like, you know, you kind of helped me evolve because I was like, oh, I'm like a relationship with food coach. And because I like was helping you and coaching you and I was seeing these connections, I was like, I really am like, I am a life coach because I'm helping you with your whole life and not just food. And all this stuff is related. So I am indebted to you.
When I hired you, I didn't even realize what a life coach was. I just knew that I was not happy with where I was in life, and you seem to be offering something different, and I thought, let's give it a shot. So yeah, I had no idea what a life coach even really was or did, but I'm really, really glad.
Me too.
I messaged you, so.
I am so glad too, and that one brave act of just messaging me, like, it was just like this domino effect in your life of all of these other brave decisions you've made, like filing the lawsuit, starting the nonprofit. So brave. So just starts with one brave decision. You too. Thank you so much. Okay. I just stopped the recording so we can. Different is good. If you know you're capable of something different, something more, be brave and reach out to me like Janelle did. Your whole life might just change. Come find me on Instagram or Facebook at The Healthy Creative, or you can also send me an email at deanna@thehealthycreative.com. Are you on Instagram? Come follow me at @thehealthycreative_ for some more goodness, and you can also subscribe to my email list. There's a link there in my profile for that. See you soon.